Right, thanks very much indeed for that. Let's speak to our health correspondent, Dominic Hughes, who's at Manchester Northern General for us. We're going to have a crack today, Dominic, at trying to sort out what this will really do to the health service and what the real impact of this bill will be. I mean, it is supposed to introduce some element of competition into the service. The doctors will look around and see who they fancy employing. And the fear is that this will lead to the privatisation, I guess, of the NHS. Is that the central fear of those who don't like it?
It's certainly an extremely contentious part of the reforms. I mean, many people will see competition and privatisation as two sides of the same coin, really, Peter. And this revolves around a bit of the policy which is known as any qualified provider, which opens up the NHS to competition. So opponents fear that the NHS, voluntary organisations and commercial companies will all be competing on price rather than quality, especially if the NHS itself is no longer, if you like, the preferred provider of NHS services. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. J.S. Bamrah, who's a consultant psychiatrist based here in North Manchester. We're in the Manchester Mental Health Services and Social Care Trust offices. And Dr. Bamrah, you, it would be fair to say, are an opponent to these reforms?
Good afternoon. Well, I'm not opposed to reform because I've been a psychiatrist for 25 years. I've been a junior doctor for many years before that, so I've been in the NHS for a fairly long time. So what I'm opposed to is the things that the bill brings with it, which will damage the NHS.
And in particular, we've been talking about privatisation. Do you have particular concerns about that increased competition and the privatisation within the NHS?
I think there's a myth that competition breeds excellence. Certainly a small amount of competition is good for patients and good for services. But the sort of wide-scale competition that we're going to see will dumb down care in the NHS, and actually quality will suffer, as you said, greatly.
In response to some of those concerns, I mean, the government has addressed those. They've beefed up the role of the watchdog monitor. They promised safeguards on price competition and the private sector cherry-picking some of the easiest, most profitable work. But they haven't gotten far enough for you?
They haven't gone far enough for us because the outcome framework has yet to be established. But also we know that this cherry picking has gone on before. And really, once you get private providers who have to line the pockets of the shareholders, it is inevitable that these people will have to run a business. And the business will be from making really a provision for health in order to try and provide for their own pockets.
Ministers have always said that the bigger picture of this bill is providing better care for patients, more personalised care for patients, and that GPs, who will control about £65 billion worth of NHS funds, they know the needs of their patients best. Do you not buy into